Yeah, the Bill Wise has always been one of like Petersburg's favorite tournaments to go to. It's the closest tournament you can get to regionals, like as in all the teams come. And so we get to see what regions will look like at the Bill Wise. And so unfortunately, Wrangell wasn't able to show up. So they were the only team that I'm aware of that didn't show up. So besides that, pretty much everybody else was there. And I think it went well. I mean, we wrestled Friday, which was a round robin, just so we can get the matches in. And then Saturday, which ended up being a scramble, and I can explain that here in a minute. But overall, Friday, we were a little, I think the whole gym was a bit like just a lack of energy. You know, I think not just us, but just the whole, like everybody. But then Saturday, I don't know what happened, and it just picked right up, and it was a proper tournament. So that was
Okay.
great.
So a scramble is more like not straight brackets, but you just match people up who are in your weight class,
Yeah,
basically.
and then we also have to, like, still there is not as many kids as we had like in the wrestling programs throughout Southeast. So, you know, you have like three people at 130 and like two people at 135. So we combine those, scramble them up. And then the way scrambles work is just like that. Make a round robin up the top, and then it seeds itself for this kind of small tournament later on in the day. And so that's how these scrambles work. But you know, you have your 112, 212s, so they're heavyweights, for example. This would be our Kyle Biggers and Angus Olsen. And they only have three people in there. You know, so they had to only do round robin. And, you know, our 103s, there's only three people. Dee Dee, she took first, but there's only three people, so it was a round robin. You know what I mean? So,
Gotcha. So, yeah, highlights. What matches surprised you this week? Who wrestled beyond themselves?
Who wrestled beyond themselves? I think that our girl Laquelle Dinehart had the most amount of matches because she had the most amount of people. Not the most amount of people, excuse me, but she had a pretty well-rounded bracket. And so she was able to, you know, she had a couple losses. And again, this is her first year wrestling, but for like the first time, she was able to run, have multiple 6-minute matches where she had to earn a win, which she did, which was really awesome for us to see as coaches, knowing that her progression just from the, you know, beginning of the year to now is great. You know, and then of course overall our people that did the best was Kyle Biggers, our 215, and Dee Dee at 103, and they both took first in their respective weight classes.
Okay.
Yep. All the other kids, we had Marcus Anderson, Wyatt Litster, and Angus Olsen. All those guys, they were right at the like 50-50 mark. They won just as much as they lost. And which is great because like they never gave up, and the losses that they had were just really tight losses. So, you know, as coaches, we know exactly what we need to work on moving forward into the next tournament. So,
Gotcha.
yeah.
Okay. So, what's up next? Do you get to go to Sitka, I think it is, or?
The Sitka is up next. It would be
Okay.
this weekend. However, we decided to like not go this weekend
Okay.
just because many of the teams, Ketchikan and Juneau, the two biggest teams in Southeast, they're not going to be there. They're going to Lancer tournament, which is up in Palmer, right? And then we would bring our team, but then, you know, if you only have three kids in a weight bracket and two of them are our kids, you know, it makes it hard to want to go. And our kids are a bit tired at this moment. I mean, they're, you know, want to finish schoolwork and they want to take a rest on a weekend because we're the only team that's gone 4 weeks in a row to each tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
So take kind of a Thanksgiving break.
Yes, and it'll be an awesome break. I think everyone needs it, and we can sleep, catch up on schoolwork, and then be ready to go. Right after Thanksgiving is going to be the Juneau tournament, and that'll be the last one before regionals.